about those last year. Are you ready to party?
I am ready to party hardy.
What is up, players and haters alike? Welcome to the Sneaks and Stats podcast. I am Julian, and over here on my left,
I am EJ Sneaker Peter. What's up, everybody?
Do not forget that if you are joining us today on this beautiful Monday, to like this video and subscribe to the channel. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, SoundCloud. We're everywhere for podcasts, so if you need to listen to us, we're there. And then we're also on Instagram and X and Threads and TikTok. So anywhere you want to find us, we're there. We're locked and loaded.
Social media, we're on your feed. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything cool.
Social media? I couldn't think of anything.
Keep it on your feet, yeah.
Meteor. I hope the world is destroyed by a meteor again.
Yeah, I don't have anything for you guys today. I'm really
shocked.
Believe
it or not, we're not rhymers.
we're not rappers. This is why we speak.
What? Episode 40 coming straight to your dome. And
episode 40, Eldon Campbell for you older NBA fans.
Okay, what about Sean Kemp?
Sean Kemp works.
What about for you newer NBA fans, Ivica Zubats?
Zubats is 40 as well. I forgot about that. Yeah. Nicely done.
I didn't even look these up. We can look them up, but I was like straight off the top.
That's pretty good.
Freestyle number rap.
40. I think that's it for me. I think I do not know any other 40.
I don't think off the top of my head I know any other 40.
Gary Payton twice.
Gary Payton again. Gary Payton the second.
Yeah.
Both of them combined.
Combined equals 40.
Equals 40.
But welcome out there, guys. Good morning. It is 10 a.m. Monday.
That's right. Probably like 10:02 now.
10:02, yeah.
And we're back to our normal in-season format now that the NBA is back in full swing and coming to a close, believe it or not,
as we
are now in March, which is crazy. So
final stretch.
Got about a month, give or take, 5 weeks or so left of the season. And it's spicy out there.
Do you think with around 20 to 23 games left for all the teams, do you still think there's wiggle room to figure out what your team will be in the playoffs? Or do you think you should know by now?
Not really. No, I think you should know by now. For example, the Denver Nuggets, I guess.
Yeah.
They're the only team that don't really figure it out in the playoffs, but you can tell that they have a completely different level when they get to the playoffs.
Yep.
And it's partly because their main core, their starting five really, has been together now for at least 3 years.
Yep.
And now the four of them, MPJ, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, and Aaron Gordon, they've been together for like 5 years.
Yeah.
So,
and healthy.
They just know, well, they were. Jamal Murray sprained his ankle last night.
He did?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. Super bummed for him because he just cannot seem to shake the injury bug. But I guess the Denver Post is saying that he is not yet ruled out for the Lakers-Nuggets game in LA on Saturday. So
it's not,
we'll see.
Maybe not be bad.
I mean, this was from last night, yeah. So you never know what's going to happen this morning. But
with the swelling and all that.
Yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully he's not out for long is the main thing.
I wouldn't be surprised if they sat him maybe a game or two just to kind of
to be safe.
Give it a break.
But to answer your question, I think if you don't know what your team is by now, you're not going to figure it out in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You might have some other cards left to play, you know, but it should be stuff that you're practicing in the regular season. You know, like if the Pacers make it deep in the playoffs, Rick Carlisle loves to switch it up and throw a zone at you during the playoffs.
Yeah.
So we'll see. There's little things like that, but no, you should have a team identity. And again, I feel like the Nuggets are really the only exception just because they can like go to a completely different level of basketball existence.
That's
so
true. I think there are teams that are waiting for some of their injured players to come back too. They can just kind of get integrated back into the offense. You know?
Yeah, there's a few.
Depending on who the player is too.
I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously the West is just going to be an absolute
bloodbath.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute bloodbath. And we've had, there's the Phil Jackson rule that if your team can hit 40 wins before 20 losses, you're a true contender. Mm-hmm. And we have
that's a cool rule.
Four teams that have done it. Everyone else has been ruled out. The Celtics are the only team in the East that accomplished that mark. Minnesota has hit it. Mm-hmm. OKC has hit it. And Denver has all hit the 40 before 20. So
cool.
And I mean,
it makes sense. Those teams are very good.
Who would you take right now between the Timberwolves and the Thunder to make it? If you had to pick one to make it out of the West.
Before I answer that, is Anthony Edwards okay?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything about him.
Did you see that non-contact injury?
Yes, I did. Night? I did see that.
That'll affect my answer for sure.
But yeah, that was kind of scary because he got carried off.
Yeah, and that's one of my favorite players right now. You want to see all the teams healthy, you know.
Let's see. 2 days ago, he came back to the game after he got hurt. Good. So okay. He's good.
Minor tweak or something. Yeah. Okay. In that case, if he's healthy, I mean, if the Wolves are healthy, I would have to take the Wolves at this point, even though the Thunder are coming in hot.
They did lose to the Spurs last night.
Yeah.
And I believe they were pretty much at full strength. But the Thunder, I mean, for this being like really the first full year of this team with like Chet, mm-hmm. mainly Chet, because he's been huge for them, especially as a rookie. It's pretty crazy how good they are. Yeah, everyone played for the Thunder last night. There was no one big that was out. So
yeah. The only thing that would bother me now is their experience. Not really bother me, but just playoff experience.
Yeah, which the Wolves definitely have, but I don't know. There's just something about... I was praising Kat last episode because he did really well in the All-Star game, but there's just something about Kat where I just don't trust him in the playoffs. And granted, he's not the main star of that team. You have Ant to hold it down, but we'll see.
I would love to see that one-on-one go at it. Edwards and Shea. That would be insane.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
But they wouldn't see each other till later on in the playoffs.
No, right now, the only way they'd see each other, if the playoffs started today, their Timberwolves are the first seed and OKC is second, they would have to make the conference finals to see each other. So,
Hopefully there's maybe another regular season matchup, one more regular season matchup, just in case we don't see it in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
It's crazy, though, that OKC is just already vying for the first seed just with the addition of Chet. I mean, obviously Shea is the one that's holding it down, but having Chet join the team and now you're in the first seed as opposed to last season when you were in the play-in, and that's
crazy, man. Yeah,
that's pretty nuts.
Yeah, they're playing good basketball.
Let's see who they have left to play. They do not play the Timberwolves.
They play them already. All their games are done.
Yeah.
Okay.
They play the Grizzlies like two times for some reason. I mean, I guess they're in the same division, so that makes a little more sense. Or no, OKC's in the Northwest Division, which is always a little weird because they're like right there with the other Southern teams.
Yeah.
They're done though. Their season series is over. I believe I checked this recently. It was a split, so they 2-2 with the Timberwolves this year. So.
Okay, well,
pretty interesting.
See, so even adds even more to the story if we do see them later on, which is cool.
I would be surprised if we see them in the playoffs face each other, but
yeah,
certainly a fun matchup to look out for the next few years.
Yeah, definitely.
And Chet and Wemby.
Lots of young talent on both of those teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Should be fun. Fun fact, since this is, we just passed the leap day for this leap year. The Celtics and Warriors have the most leap day wins of all time with 9.
Okay.
The Lakers just moved into second this year with 8 after they beat the Wizards. And then Philadelphia has 7. So,
oh, cool.
All the historically great franchises.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. Well, I wonder if the NBA puts the good teams on a leap day to play. Or do you think that even matters?
You know, I've been checking and the last few leap days, there was a lot.
Of games.
Yeah. And including last night, there was like 10 games. So
you see it as a good opportunity to have
extra
games
day.
On. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if anyone cares about Leap Day broadcasts. You know,
right.
But maybe.
The Clippers and Lakers played each other for the last time as roommates. this last week.
That's true.
And the Lakers got a huge dub out of that. I don't know if you guys probably saw the game by now, but an amazing game.
Yeah, definitely check out the highlights on that one, because the Lakers were down in the fourth by, I think, 21 points.
21 points.
They were down the whole game. It was, and I was listening to the radio broadcast, and John Ireland was furious the whole first half.
he's the most dedicated Laker fan, dude.
Pretty much.
He's in a terrible mood.
Him and Michael Thompson just crack me up, man. I feel like Michael Thompson will just come in and just say whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
And Ireland has to try and hold it down. They're great. Like, they were doing a spot in between, in a game break, they were doing a spot for Pizza Hut, and Michael Thompson's reading it. He's like, get your wings. He's like, wings? They sell wings there?
They sell
wings. During the ad. That sounds good. Anyways, Pizza Hut. Back to the ad.
Shows, he doesn't go to Pizza Hut much, I guess not,
no. But yeah, that was a great game. Clippers-Lakers has been really fun, although the Clippers for the last, like, decade have just had the Lakers number.
You guys know the history of them. They put up a cool stat that's been talked about the last couple of days, from 99 to 2012. The Lakers won 30 and 8 or something against the Clippers. And then it was reversed from 2012 to 2023, and it was like 38-6 or something.
Yeah,
like
the Lakers have just a handful of wins since 2012.
So let me just speak on that. You guys handed it to us the last 12 years. We handed it to you the first 12 years, but we came out with the chips. So eat that.
So how about that?
Eat that. Just kidding.
Yeah, I know. It always gets chippy, but
you know, and I hate the rivalry thing.
I hate to be that Lakers fan that's like, hey, check the banners, but. We can always rest on that.
as a Laker fan, that's the one and only thing we can say. You know what I mean? If we ever want to argue with anybody, you know. So,
which I don't really like doing that, but you know, if
you're gonna push me,
sometimes you got to pull out the big guns.
If you're gonna push us,
Shout out to my sister Jenna for the leap day stat, though.
Jenna,
shout out her idea.
Shout out sister.
She's not.
You're the other sister.
My other sister doesn't exist.
Janice.
Well,
what were you about to get into?
Shall we talk about some shoes?
Let's talk about some shoes.
How about some new releases for the people out there?
Okay.
And the people in here.
People in here as well. Yeah. These shoes, some of them out already. Not yet?
Some out. Mostly not out, but some out.
Okay.
Including this first pair, the Trae Young 3 by Adidas.
Adidas. Yes. We were just talking about it. That is their new 3D printed sole.
They're just throwing on everything.
Insane. Looks like Roblox, kind of. You know what I mean?
Looks like you could terraform it. It's like kinetic sand.
Seriously. It almost looks like the Cosmic Unities.
Yeah.
You remember those?
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that AD was wearing?
Yeah, right? a little bit.
But a good shape of shoe. You can, again, it's like it's almost like a rectangle, right? Like the shape of the basketball shoe this day and age, the cool netting for the eyelets.
Yeah,
for
I like the eyelets a lot.
Again, Adidas is just killing it with a lot of their models. So
I do think a lot of their shoes have become a little homogenous lately. Like they just all have this bubbly look and kind of the similar sole. Mm-hmm. But that's just me.
There is kind of like a trend going on with the. Not just the dad shoe, but the bigger sole and like bulkiness of the sole.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you noticed.
Salehe Bembury, the famous designer who designed a lot of New Balance and Crocs, is designing a new Adidas shoe, and it features a huge sole like that too. So I wonder, you know, if he had any influence on that.
I wonder if he's related to DeAndre Bembry.
Could be.
Shout out.
Is he still in the league?
I don't know.
He was okay for a second.
He was
that bad.
Fantasy league champion, because you know, good pickup. He is not in the league. He has not played since the 2022 season.
Interesting.
2021-2022, I should clarify. So.
Yeah, he did bounce around a little bit.
Yeah. These just came out. This is the Acid Orange and Spark colorway.
Yeah.
That Adidas has been featuring. They're $140. They came out last Friday for y'all. Here's another look.
Look, it's a good shoe. I mean, I like it. I would definitely wear it. I don't know if I'd wear that color, but I would wear it.
They had some cool colors. Nothing too crazy. They had a cool kind of blue pair that it's kind of the opposite of this, essentially. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan, personally.
But. I know. Trey has a colorway that kind of he adds onto every shoe, which is like the ice cold.
Yeah, I think that's what it was supposed blue. To be. Yeah.
So I wonder if they have one for this one.
Yeah, I think they do have like a kind of electric blue looking one. Yeah. So probably that. They had a black and red one, I'm assuming, for the Hawks. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, this one fits their jerseys as well.
Yeah, this one would work. Mm-hmm. Especially, remember in the 90s they had like or maybe early 2000s, they had some yellow. A lot more yellow.
A lot of yellow on it, yep. Yeah. Mookie Blaylock.
Yes, Steve Smith.
Ooh, I love that guy.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Yes. Dang, OG Hawks? Who are OG Hawks? Spud Webb.
So that's Wace OG. Mm-hmm. That's like Dominique era. Yeah. Doc Rivers. Tree Rollins.
What's his name? Mo Cheeks? Was he a Hawk?
I think he was like a Sixer. Mostly on the Sixers. I was actually looking at Mo Cheeks the other day, mm-hmm. and I think he maybe played for the Nets too, maybe the Knicks. Not the Hawks, though.
He did move. He
moved a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are out. So if you guys are interested in these 11 colorways that they put out,
140, he said.
140. Okay. Yep.
11. 11 already?
Colorways. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So they're ready. They're stocked. They're ready to sell these bad boys.
Also interesting marketing, right? Nike will release a shoe, but one color, maybe every few months.
Yeah.
It's like, here it is. Here's also all the other colors.
I kind of like that. I mean,
it's available for the people.
So. And it makes it like if you want it, you can just get it now instead of like, not that I don't think a lot of people think about this, but if like you really want a pair of new LeBrons or something,
yeah,
and but you don't want to have the same colorway as everybody, you've got to wait. Yeah. So it's kind
of
nice.
Yeah, that's cool. But I also understand the marketing of creating the demand. Oh, I can't wait for that colorway.
Yes.
I'm going to get that one. Yeah. You know what I mean? So. Two ways to do it, I guess.
Speaking of the Czech, that's our next shoe. We've got the...
We never talk about them.
We never have talked about this brand. Jordan, I believe, is how it's pronounced. The Jordan 3 Green Glow, they're calling it. So it's just got those little kind of... Almost like a mint green accent.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about these?
I'm okay on them. Obviously, the 3 is a classic. I love the shoe. I'm okay with the colorway... I don't like it on the 3 too much. The Green Glow 4s are actually a really sick shoe. They look like, it's an older model, but the color kind of makes it look like it's like a now, for sure it's like a now model.
You know what I mean?
More in the future, a present colorway, you know what I'm saying? Change from the older OG colors. Not bad. Definitely not a pair I would probably cop, but...
Gives me some Halloween vibes.
A little bit. Yes, yeah. Like a haunted mansion or something.
I'm still not sure how I feel about the 3s. There's never been a pair where I'm like, oh, I gotta get those.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is.
That's exactly how I feel too, which is a hot take for sure.
Hot take.
Because this is like the holy grail of grails to a lot of people.
I like, whenever I see someone wearing 3s, I like how they look.
They look great on foot.
Oh, they look good on foot. Like, yes. I see people wear them with jeans, with shorts. Like, they're mm-hmm. I'm surprised at how like versatile they are.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's just when I see them online, and I'm like, it doesn't do it for me.
That's cool. Yeah, because we've always agreed on that ever since we started this. But, yeah, there's like a basicness to it, which I love basic things, which I've... You know, especially with my shoes, but there's a basicness to it that it is a little too basic for me. I don't know, like it needs something maybe. Maybe the cement 3 to me is probably the best 3. The true blue is nice.
True blue is nice.
And the white, all the OG ones, right? Anything else, I might not.
Yeah.
I might not call. Yeah. You know,
the true blues are probably the ones that I would. Get like when they put out those Wizards ones when we first started this.
Those are also nice.
Those are pretty nice, but I don't. Honestly, it's just this little part of the midsole kind of bugs me. I don't know what it is. I kind of wish it connected.
Yeah, maybe
with the heel and
up
the,
to here.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know.
I think it's for me. It's the upper too. The upper that kind of bothers me.
There's parts of it that you see in the 4 that are they improved on. So it's like,
yes.
I kind of just would rather have that.
Yeah,
mostly.
Yeah.
Different shoe, obviously, but there's a lot that you see where it's like, okay, that's a direct continuation from the three.
Yeah. Yep. Well, what do you think of the color? Just the colorway and how it was made, how it's done.
It's fine. I mean, if you were like, again, I think if you were a a huge shoe collector and you like had pairs that you're like, oh, these are my October pairs because they all remind me of like Halloween. This would be a cool one to add, I think, because it's kind of got the zombie-ish vibe a little bit, but not for me personally. Same. And I kind of, honestly, if the green was a different color, I think that could help. The mint green.
Yeah,
a little odd to me.
Because you use a black cement, right?
Yeah.
Same color. You just changed the green for red.
Yeah.
Maybe add a little more green of the green or a different shade of
like
the green.
Like a forest green almost?
A forest green. And a little more. Those, yeah. And they have those.
I think we've talked about
that. They have those with the suede instead of the leather, and those are pretty hard.
Yeah.
I forgot about that color. That's a nice one.
These are coming out March 16th. Okay. I believe they're going to be through sneakers and through the standard Nike app and everything. 200 for these bad boys. So keep an eye out if you guys are interested in these. March 16th is the day.
Yeah, all you three heads.
You three heads. Get out of here. Next up, a cool pair that you brought to my attention that ties in with a recent movie release.
Yes.
The rumored and upcoming Adidas SL72 collaboration with the Bob Marley Estate.
I wanna review it with you.
We're reviewing.
And I hope you like it too.
Reviewing too.
I told you, right? When we were talking about this, I was like, why didn't they make a Bob Marley shoe a long time ago? Right.
I know.
Like, he's a huge soccer fan. Like, he's always been a huge soccer guy, into sports, you know?
And, the colors, the Bob Marley colors, whenever they put, I mean, it's kind of the Jamaican flag colors plus some red.
Yeah.
You see that, I mean, take a walk down Venice Beach.
Yeah.
You will only see red, green, and yellow with Bob Marley's face on it.
Exactly. Just a surprise to me just because of how many artists now have their own shoe. Not just Nike, every single brand.
Yeah, they're everywhere, yeah.
Just a little special for me, just because, you know, obviously he's not with us anymore. Just somebody I felt like I thought would have had a shoe by now. But I'm happy that it's finally coming.
I could see it being that, you know, it's a little touchy to make a officially licensed Bob Marley item, because there's so much bootleg Bob Marley stuff with his face just plastered on.
That's true.
Everything,
that's,
like we said, Venice Beach.
That's also true.
But, you know, I mean, I think they probably worked with his family and got the okay and everything. So,
for sure.
And these do come out. They're rumored to be coming out in spring, summer. Mm-hmm. So, and right now, the rumor is, I think it was, I didn't get a price on it. I don't think they have a leaked price yet.
I'm gonna imagine like 110, 120.
Yeah, 110 is what I would imagine. Mm-hmm. They're cool though. I really like it. Almost looks like this is kind of like a really dark shade of blue, almost, as opposed to just straight black, which I think would be cool too. But they look good.
And and I like that they made the stripes the same color.
Yeah,
kind of. I don't know. It adds to the blue.
I'm not really familiar with this model.
It's more, so this is almost like a running shoe with a samba, like a running bottom with a samba top.
It's got the samba toe, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot the model, too. My bad. But
the SL72, I think, is the model. But I hadn't heard of that, really, before this.
It's definitely more for you know, like walking and running, as you can see with the teeth on the bottom
thicker,
of the sole.
Yeah, teeth, a little bit of a thicker sole than Adidas normally has.
And then the tiny accents that me and you always point out that we love are perfect on this shoe. So his signature, which I feel is stitched on there, which is
it looks,
dope.
In this leak, it looks stitched.
Dope. And then a nice picture of him on the tongue, which they usually do.
They're sick. They're really, really well. If they come out like this, they're really well done.
They're beautiful, man. Definitely. I would definitely cop it. I mean, depending on where I'm at in my shoe.
In your shoe
journey.
Game?
Yeah. My shoe journey. We'll see where I'm at when these come out. But those are great. Favorite Bob Marley song?
Oh, man. No Woman, No Cry.
No.
The live version. I think it's like in London somewhere.
Oh, man.
It's probably the most popular version of that.
Anywhere song. Live of that.
is nuts. And then Is This Love?
Is This Love, man?
Those are
great.
Probably my top two.
Yeah. Three Little Birds is good.
Three Little Birds, classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a lot. But I would have to say those three are pretty good too, for sure.
Could You Be Loved? Also, classic.
Man. There's 50 First Dates.
50 First Dates, classic.
Right, and he's on the boat and stuff.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, I mean, which is another. See, this is why I brought it up because. Such influential music. Oh, not that.
Oh.
I also love Adam Sandler, yes.
Big Laker fan.
That's also true. You know, just such an influential person in the music industry and kind of like a revolutionary, too.
So. A legend, man.
Yeah.
Complete legend.
So shout out Bob and the family.
The movie has been doing pretty well, too. I was a little skeptical having seen the trailer, but...
Yeah.
Topped the box office the last few weeks.
Awesome.
So
good. As
good
it
for
should.
Them, yeah. That's it for new releases, though, which means okay. It is the long-awaited return.
Guys.
It's back.
It's finally back.
The end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you guys next week.
Have a good episode, guys.
Have a good episode.
I know I say this every week, but again, I don't know it.
So he does not know the copper drop.
I need to brace myself.
Because that's what's next. It's copper drop time.
That's right.
And, you know, we've been a little three-stripe heavy in this episode, so we're sticking with
Let's do it.
We're sticking Let's with the it. Three stripes. So here we go. It is time for you to cop or drop. And in this week, it is the Harden 8 versus the recently leaked Dawn issue 6.
Ooh, wow. Wow. Interesting. Okay, so I just learned that this colorway is dedicated to Artesia High School.
Yep. James Harden's alma mater.
Yes, and it was gifted to the men's varsity team.
Nice.
They laid it out on the locker room bench. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, that's... I love it when players do stuff like that.
Yeah.
We've talked about this model plenty of times
yeah.
and have said how much we love it. The Dawn issue came hard, bro.
This new
is tough.
I liked the last year's one, and we talked about it around this time last year because we talked. I think it leaked during the playoffs last mm-hmm. year. But this model,
Adidas, man, they went off on that. Okay, well,
I mean the knit, like
the knit midsole. I like that circle there thingy in the middle there.
Yeah, probably kind of supposed to be similar to this, give you maybe some mm-hmm. breathing room.
Breathing room, yeah. This is definitely for the
a little more flexibility too. There.
Uh-huh. Nice sole.
This
black to me is almost like that. What's that material? It's almost like that soft. I can't name the material, the name of it right now, but it's like that really soft material, and I can tell it's lined for your foot
yeah.
too, like that.
And just the shape of it, how it leads in from the laces here and the. Lacelet up to the
going up to
the
heel.
Top.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So sick.
So well designed.
So, which I think you guys know, I'm going to cop the Dawn issue and drop the James.
That's fair. I think I'd be...
Even though I love that shoe.
I'd be right there with you. I do. I really like this Harden. I think mm-hmm. it's different. It kind of pays homage to like the Adidas Kobe, the
yes.
crazy models. So, I don't know what it is. I think you can do a lot of cool colorways with simple, but a lot
yeah.
of cool colorways with it. So I do like the Harden, but if this is how the Dawn issue 6 comes out, boy,
look at that thing.
Crazy.
Look at that thing. It's beautiful.
The knit material. I mean, just the different use of materials on it.
For sure.
Is so cool.
And to me, the shape is sick. There's like, it goes many different ways.
I know you've already made your pick, but if this, I don't know if this changes anything. The Harden is 160.
Okay.
The Dawn issue 5 was priced at 120, and the okay. rumor is that the Dawn issue 6 will be priced at 120 as well and release probably start of next season.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm also surprised just because I wasn't a huge fan. We've covered the one of the other Dawns.
Yeah, we talked about the Dawn issue 5, which was fine. It
yeah.
looks a little more like the other Adidas shoes, a little bulkier.
A little longer.
Yeah,
yeah.
But rounded a little more.
Yeah, and I wasn't too much of a fan of the other Dons, but they were okay. But this model, they did great on.
Yeah, this is super tight. I'm excited to see. I don't.
And maybe he wears them on the Lakers next season. I don't know if you've heard that rumor.
I've heard the rumors. I've heard his name has been in the rumor mill a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because I think the Cavs have a good thing going. I thought he seemed excited to go there when he got traded from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've heard Lakers, of course. The two guys, Trae Young and Donovan Mitchell have been rumored a lot lately, mainly because the Hawks stink and Trey is maybe not the player people thought he was. He's great, of course. I mean, he's a walking double-double.
Yeah.
Just not a lot of defense. And Donovan obviously can get you 70 points if on a given night. But they've both been linked to the Lakers, and I've also both heard Spurs rumors for those two guys. So who knows? I mean, I think the Cavs would be mistaken to make any moves with him.
I think so, too.
But, I mean, you know, if you have to move him, if you think he's going to leave, then you got to make a move.
Yeah, I agree.
His contract, though, is he's still under contract next season, and then he has a player option for the year after. Player option is going to be worth $37 million. So it would be, I mean, he could he could maybe even get more in free agency because he's still, I mean, he's still a young guy in the prime of his career.
Yes. But
I would be surprised. That's a lot of money to not opt into, and you know, you've seen that go wrong for guys here and there. So
yeah, and the Lakers will have two more picks to kind of throw in there.
Yeah.
If they wait till the summer. Well, they can't do anything now, but until if they wait till the summer, they'll have three picks along with whatever else they'll send over.
Which I would definitely take an improvement at point guard for the Lakers.
Yeah.
I'm just not super hot on D'Angelo. Dinwiddie's been pretty good, but he's not a star player. Not that we necessarily need a star. I still just
maybe start looking towards the future, though.
Yeah. I just still think the Lakers need wings and bigs is really and defensive really is like I think Jackson Hayes has been okay. Christian Wood obviously hasn't even been playing that much.
Torian's been too on and off.
Yeah.
Reddish too on and off.
Yeah. I would really like a, you know, a 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously this guy would probably not happen, but like if you could somehow make a trade for Desmond Bane,
that'd be great.
He's probably the best 3-and-D guy in the league right now, maybe. OG obviously is up there too, but you know.
A couple
those are extreme reaches for
Yeah, a couple episodes ago you brought before it was still the trade deadline hadn't happened yet, you brought up maybe going after Jeremy Grant. That would've been sick.
I'm surprised that he's not a name that's tossed around more just cuz the Blazers, who really knows what they do, especially with the way Aiden's been playing, which has been not very good.
Yeah, and when did he
not worth his contract at least. Like you would think time to shake it up. But
also, maybe he's just not the type of player to be like, you know what, I want to be on a playoff team. He's just maybe sucking it up, you know?
Yeah, I know he had said before that he wanted to have more of his own team, which is kind of crazy because you're Jeremy Grant. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, one would think he would want to be on a contender, but you know.
Maybe next year. We'll
see. But yeah, maybe the Blazers don't want to trade him. I mean, he is good. I like him. But anyways, thank you for copying and dropping.
Thank you for choosing two great shoes again.
Yes, I do what I can. It's the little things.
You still don't miss.
Now it's time for the heater on the feeders.
Yes, we haven't seen with this Skeeter in a while either. Yes, yes. With who's Skeeter?
Skeeter right here. you sent me some cool pairs, so I'm excited for this.
Yeah, well, I was looking for some stuff we haven't really seen yet. So I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, this is cool. So first up, we got Lauri Markkanen. Lauri
Markkanen.
Yeah. With the Nike GT Hustle 2, and this is the All-Star Weekend colorway, edition, I guess. It's the edition. Because they've done a few colorways of this, but yeah, this is he first put these on for the three-point contest over All-Star Weekend. So.
Yeah. I personally chose these because you are a huge fan of the Air More Uptempos, and they decided to throw the Air design on this shoe, which I thought was a cool...
Yeah, there's a close-up.
Thing. It is a little funny to me that it's smaller. I wouldn't have minded if they made it a little bigger, but the shoe itself is very nice.
Yeah, and the shoe itself is a little... It's pretty sleek and low, so there's not a lot of room to, you know, make the Air really big.
Yes.
I do think it's a cool nod and kind of a modernization of the More Uptempo.
Yep.
So, or at least, you know, this style. So I like it. I think it's really cool. He wore I believe an all white pair during the 3-point contest. And then they're also, right now on Nike.com, they're selling a black pair.
Black pair, yeah.
So,
and the Air has a white outline just like that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're cool. I really like these. And I know that these have been one of the more popular performance shoes for Nike, mm-hmm. especially not in, you know, a signature player model. So yeah. they've also been the most one of the most expensive, because I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a great basketball shoe.
180.
Yeah.
So, Jesus. Which is, it seems like a lot when you can get, I mean, not that a signature player model is necessarily better, but like if I can get Trae Young's shoe or Donovan Mitchell's shoe for 120.
Exactly.
Kind of.
$60 difference for a basketball shoe.
Yeah,
huge.
It's kind of a lot. This was also, they have the GT, this is the GT Hustle, but they have the GT
Jump.
And mm-hmm. I think Cut. I think they had a cut yeah. too. I think mm-hmm. they mostly are just doing the Jump and the Hustle now. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting. They kind of seem to, Nike seems to be favoring the foreign players with these, because Jokic had one of the GTs during the finals.
Yeah, like the high top version.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's those three models are three of the most worn in the NBA, aside from the signature models like the Kobe's
and KD's.
LeBron's yeah. and KD's and all that. I would imagine too that they're 180 because they throw all the super good
technology
on there.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty shoe, definitely a good shoe.
Well designed, nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm. Nike doesn't miss when they do pay homage to things, and I'm glad that they threw that on there. Pretty cool. I would definitely get that pair. That red pair is pretty cool.
Red pair is cool. I mm-hmm. like the black pair with the white outlining myself. The white pair he had during the 3-point contest was pretty nice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for sure.
It's cool. I like that they didn't just, like... It, like I said, it's a good way to make it more modern, where, like, mm-hmm. the more up-tempo definitely feels like a 90s shoe, but it's cool to be able to still rep that in a more comfortable,
exactly.
higher-tech shoe. Mm-hmm. So,
and it keeps the Air Mores in the realm, instead of fading away, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's been wearing them since All-Star Weekend, but this game was on February 22nd against the Hornets in Utah. And believe it or not, the Hornets won for, just like the 12th time this season.
Mm-hmm.
115 to 107. Markkanen had an okay game. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists with 2 turnovers and 2 fouls on 5 of 14 shooting.
You only say that because he's been killing it.
Yeah, it's a good game, but for him, mm-hmm. he didn't shoot it very well, and he's had much better games.
Yeah,
in the past, and obviously he won Most Improved last year. He's at about the same averages, little down actually this year. 23 points per game, 8.5 rebounds on 48.7% shooting. While last year he had 25.5 points per game, 8.5 rebounds is the same, and then a little bit better shooting, just under 50%. So
okay.
Little bit of a downturn, but you know, Utah, I think, actually maybe got a little worse overall this year.
I think so too.
Yeah, just figuring it out.
Do you, would you have traded Markkanen if you knowing how he plays now? If you were the Bulls?
Oh, no, if I was the Bulls, no.
No, right?
But he had already, he got traded to the Cavs and it didn't work out there either.
That's true.
I don't know what it was, if he just got fed up with being traded.
Style of play.
Because they definitely use him more in like a passer role now. He's kind of Sabonis light. So
because his emergence after getting to the Jazz is really significant. Like, he blew up, man.
Yeah, because he was pretty good his first few years in Chicago, and then mm-hmm. kind of quieted down, and people mm-hmm. thought he was kind of a bust, but clearly not. He's all-star level good.
He's great.
I'm happy for him, and the Bulls are probably kicking themselves with a few of the trades they've made in the last few years. Miles Bridges in this game had 26 points and 14 rebounds with 4 assists. And then Grant Williams had 24 points in 27 minutes off the bench.
Okay, so, doing better in Charlotte as opposed to Dallas, I guess.
Yeah. Next up, another cool pair you sent me, and of course one of our favorite models, a Kobe Bryant shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Lyles.
Yes.
Who is dead center there. A little difficult to see the shoes. Another pair of Kobe's back there. The purple.
The purple one with all the 8s.
Yeah.
And all over it.
Who is that?
Dang, do I even know that guy?
There's Fox. There's Malik Monk. Keegan Murray. I don't know who that is.
Who is that guy?
Let's find out, shall we?
Yes.
The Kings have been kind of a weird,
they were way better last year.
Yeah, they've been really, I think the West is overall better, but really, they've been streaky. It's been tough.
They've been
for
super
them
streaky
to
this season.
String together some wins.
Mm-hmm.
They started the season. They were 2-6.
Yeah.
And then they put together a 6-game win streak, and they haven't had more than 3 wins in a row. Or no, they've had 1 4-game streak since then, but nothing. I mean, which is fine, but like they've been.
They were killing it last year. I think they were like top 4 last year.
Who could that be? I can't even make out that number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of recognize them. It almost looks like one of the Martin twins, but I know they're not in.
No.
Derek
Jones? He's not even on the Kings, though.
Could be Chris. I think it's Chris Duarte. Yeah, that's Chris Duarte.
Oh, that is Chris Duarte. Yeah. That's right. I forgot he was on that team.
Yeah, I didn't know he got moved from the Pacers, to be mm-hmm. honest.
But Trey Young's wearing the...
Trey Lyles.
What did I say?
Young.
Trey Young. Trey Lyles is wearing the What the Kobe 8.
Those are crazy. Those are cool.
I love those.
Those are super cool.
So basically, the 8 had... Every colorway was almost like a snakeskin colorway thing. So as you can see, they took a piece of every colorway and put it on that shoe, including anything you can think of, even the sole, midsole, lace, eyelets is all different pairs of 8s. So the What the series is always, to me, it's ugly, but dope ugly.
It's like intentionally crazy.
Yeah.
What a crazy idea, though, that
yes.
has worked really well for them. It's cool. I mean, when you realize what it is, that it's not just random stuff.
Yeah.
Like that there's other, you know, it's other stuff combined. That makes it, I think that is what makes it cool. Even if it is very visually loud.
Mm-hmm. And it started with the SB Dunk and the S.
Yes.
The What the Dunk obviously goes for anywhere up to 12K now. They rode that wave and saw, oh, you know, people love that they do this with the shoe. So they've done it to everything now. They've had it on a Presto. They had it on Kobe's. LeBron's, KD's, you know, a lot of models that you can think of that they've done the What the to it. Just,
yeah.
But they haven't had the same impact as the Dunk. But these go for a nice pretty penny.
A pretty penny indeed.
Yes.
This was February 26th. The Heat won 121-110. Trey Lyles had 5 points, 3 rebounds, a block, a turnover, and 5 fouls.
Yes.
Keegan Murray, who has been balling out, had 28 mm-hmm. points, 5 rebounds, an assist, and 3 steals. Bam Adebayo had 28 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. And Sneaks and Stats favorite Jaime Jaquez had 26 points. The Heat were pretty shorthanded because the game before this, they played the Pelicans in Miami and got into a bit of a scuffle.
Yes. Terry Rozier didn't play. I don't think he played recently.
No, I think he hasn't been playing. But,
yeah.
In the Pelicans game, Kevin Love wrapped up Zion to like foul him.
That was a pretty crazy fight.
Yeah, I mean, and Kevin Love said he was trying to, you know, support his fall. But this is the thing that a lot of guys do: they'll wrap someone up to like stop their momentum, but then they just let go,
mm-hmm.
and Zion fell.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I get that you're trying to be safe, but you just got to bear hug him until. The play is done.
Yeah, exactly. And like then he can catch himself.
Yeah,
right.
Because if you just hug him to stop him and then let go, he's still going to have that downward momentum. Yeah, and that's what happened. And Zeke Nagy took offense to that and started going after pretty much anyone on the Heat. And Jimmy Butler came to Kevin Love's defense.
And he got hit in the face, too.
Yeah, and then Thomas Bryant, Nikola Jovic, and Jose Alvarado, they all left the bench for their various teams. And so that's a... big no-no. And Thomas Bryant was really, I'm like, oh, dude, he got the biggest suspension. He got 3 games. Because he came off and was clapping in people's faces. I'm like, you can't do that.
I was laughing, too, because I saw Jose Alvarado talking trash to somebody, and he's way bigger. You know, it's
like, everyone's way bigger than Jose.
Yeah.
But they all got suspended, so none of those guys for the Heat played in this game. And they still pulled it out, thanks to Bam Adebayo.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny, though, because I think for this game... Jimmy Butler hosted a watch party, and he had Jovic and Thomas Bryant with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they all sat at home and watched the game.
That's funny.
And then last up for the newest releases, or not new releases, we're way past that.
Heaters on the feeders.
Last up for the heaters on them feeders is The Claw, Mr. Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
With his newest release, not released yet.
Oh, LeBron's wearing the Ohio State.
Yeah, they're sick.
Dope.
The New Balance Kawhi Bowl.
I don't like them that much.
You don't like them? I like them better than the threes, that's for sure. I think they're cool.
I don't really like the shape too much.
Pretty simple shape. New Balance definitely hasn't.
It might be the color
been
too.
Too crazy with their models or anything. Mm-hmm. This was, of course, in the Lakers Clippers game the other night, February 28th.
Yes.
Clips lost 112 to 116.
Great game.
Kawhi had a good game, though. 26 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, steal and a turnover with only one foul on 11 of 19 shooting. And I think that's something that when Kawhi is healthy, that you're just like, this dude is crazy consistent, that he's going to pretty much get 26 and like 8 rebounds and a steal or two every game.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
He's 1% away from being 50-40-90. Right now.
Really? Yeah, he's had a crazy efficient season.
Yeah, he's 43% from three, or 40%, 41% from three, 53% from the field, I believe, and 89% from the free throw line.
That's
pretty cool.
Ridiculous. Harden had a pretty good game as well. Obviously, LeBron kind of was the headliner. Harden had 23 points and 9 assists. Mm-hmm.
No PG that game, I believe.
Paul George didn't play, Zubat didn't play. Mm-hmm. LeBron had 34 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, and 2 blocks, and he led the Lakers in the fourth quarter with 19 total points for the Lakers, 39 fourth quarter points, mm-hmm. which is a crazy fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. The Clippers only scored 16 in the fourth quarter, leading to their loss, so...
LeBron had 4 threes.
And LeBron was guarding Kawhi on the last shot that the Clippers took. So mm-hmm. I don't honestly know if he made that much of a difference. It was a good contest, but it wasn't like, I think Kawhi just missed.
Yeah.
Crazy game. Here's a close-up of the shoes, if I can get there. There's some cool, I kind of like that.
I like how they did the New Balance symbol. I like how they put his name in the back.
Yeah.
I like the back. Like I like this half of the shoe. This front portion is a little boring to me. Feel like.
Yeah. I do think it's cleaner.
Very
than...
basic looking.
Yes.
But also basic. Fitting to the player.
I mean, that's true.
but not a bad shoe.
Yeah, and I think I don't know. I feel like New Balance just hasn't gone too crazy with their models.
And they won't. That's not their style.
These he debuted these in the All-Star game, but there hasn't been any, as far as what I can tell and what Sports Illustrated has written, there hasn't been any like announcement or advertising even. So this is kind of like super early days for this. So
right,
maybe something will change. I mean, honestly, some parts of it look like they still are working on it. Like that end there is cool, but it doesn't even really look like a New Balance end.
You like it?
It just looks like they just threw an end on there. Yeah. Which is kind of funny. But since we've last talked about this gentleman, PJ Tucker has been playing in the NBA again.
He's got some minutes.
Last time we talked about him, he was angry and mm-hmm. had to be sent home from the team. But mm-hmm. he's been playing, unfortunately, not very well.
No.
But he wore these crazy shoes, which you were just reading about, you told me.
It's a Kobe 4. Custom made by Matty Boy 90, I believe that's his name on Instagram. Tribute to the brand Chrome Hearts.
Yeah.
Known for designing clothes and their shoes exactly like that. So a pretty cool pair. You can tell PJ is kind of searching for a little more rare pairs here and there, and there's another one right there.
Another one that definitely, if it wasn't rare before, he's going to make it rare. Mm-hmm. But yeah, PJ had a pretty sorry game, unfortunately. No points, no shots attempted, 2 rebounds, 1 turnover, and 1 foul. Yeah. So that was kind of the problem before why he got benched is he's just not taking shots. It's not even that he's not making them. He's just not taking them. Mm-hmm. So pretty weird, but at least we get to see some fresh PJ Tucker
for
shoes.
Sure.
That's exactly. It's been a minute since we've seen these actually on the court.
I mean, what are we going to do if he ends up not playing, getting minutes or anything, and he's not... we have nothing to talk about.
We're going to pray that Montrezl Harrell gets back in the league.
Yeah, or talk about his tunnel fit or something.
Tunnel fit every day. but that's it for the heat on the feet. That's all I got. So I believe that...
Pretty good.
Just about does it for the Sneaks and Stats boys.
Yes. up and coming things. Again, Got Soul is in 2 weeks. We will be there. The goal is, for me at least, to maybe see if I can get any deals on a pair out there, just so we can say that I got a pair at one of these events. So that is one of the goals. But also, we'll also get some, fill some content over there.
Get some good content.
At the convention center. So check that out if you guys are free that weekend. And I believe it's the 13th or something.
Yeah, we'll be there. Hopefully we'll see some of you guys there too.
Yeah, and just keep a lookout for content on our social medias as well. And thank you so much for watching this episode. We will see you next Monday. I knew you were going to talk about Schoolboy Q. That's why I wore my gangster jacket, Paisley.
It is pretty gangster.
It is on sale at Target.
Oh, the most gangster brand.